You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at reservebar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
Welcome back. My name is Andrew Erickson, and today we're going to be breaking down my week one usage report, and who better to kick us off than with wide receiver DJ Moore. Moore was just one of nine wide receivers to run a route on 100% of his team dropbacks in week one, elite usage for a wide receiver. But he failed to turn his routes and 24% target share into worthwhile production, catching just three passes for 43 yards. Still, his alpha role in the Panthers offense cannot be ignored, which is why he's a prime buy low candidate. Robbie Anderson isn't catching a 75-yard touchdown every single week, and Anderson's success shows the upside DJ Moore could have with new Carolina quarterback Baker Mayfield. Running back Antonio Gibson. Gibson is a fantasy running back one as long as Brian Robinson remains sidelined. The Washington running back totaled 21 touches in week one, 7 catches for 71 yards and 58 rushing yards. Number two running back JD McKissick totaled just 6 touches. Gibson more than tripled that volume with a 20% target share to boot and ran 6 more routes than McKissick. He led the entire team in receiving yards. And for those that fear when B-Rob returns, I think if Gibson continues the stretch of high-end production, he will remain the team's fully entrenched starter. So hold him and ride out the fantasy RB1 production. He takes on the Lions in week two, who allowed 5.7 yards per carry to running backs in week one. Running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Anytime you can sell a running back after he scores 2 receiving touchdowns, you should do so. CH only played 39% of the Chiefs' snaps in week one, albeit it was a blowout, but you'd expect him to get more than 7 carries with KC playing with a positive game script. The fact that Jerick McKinnon was equally involved, 39% snap share, higher route participation, more targets, and Isaiah Pacheco got the rushing score late makes me want to cash out on CH's week one RB6 finish on just 10 touches. Not sustainable long-term. Running back Devin Singletary. A lack of ball security put Devin Singletary in the doghouse during the first half of last season, so his two teammates both fumbling on Thursday night are a definite benefit to Motor Singletary maintaining the RB1 role on the Bills' offense. And even though Singletary was out-targeted by Zach Moss, he ran a higher percentage of routes per dropback and played a higher snap rate. It is slightly concerning that Moss did earn the lone red zone carry among the Bills' running backs, but Singletary did have a red zone target for 8 receiving yards. Buy him on the cheap while the masses think the Bills' backfield is still a committee, especially with the Titans coming up in week 2, who allowed the most rushing yards to running backs in week 1. Running back Cordarrelle Patterson. Cordarrelle Patterson made the most of an early exit by Damian Williams in week 1, touting the rock 22 times for 120 rushing yards against an elite Saints run defense on a 65% snap share. CPAT totaled 25 touches, easily the most in his polarizing career. Considering how late you were able to draft him, I'd sell high knowing I'd get a much less volatile asset in return. Not to mention, next week's matchup versus a stout Rams defense might pose serious issues for Patterson and bring his fantasy value back down to earth. And it's interesting to see how Patterson nearly split route participation with Avery Williams, 51% versus 46%, who was the only other healthy running back active on Sunday for the Atlanta Falcons. Could easily see Damian Williams in that role when healthy in week 2, which would eat into Patterson's role as a receiver out of the backfield. Running back Travis Etienne Jr. Is it time to fully panic on Travis Etienne? After he dropped a walk-in touchdown, was outcarried 11-4 to James Robinson, who was coming off a torn Achilles injury, while splitting snaps with James Robinson as well? 50-50? No. Etienne drew more targets, 4 vs. 2, and had a higher route participation and saw 5 red zone touches to Robinson's 3 in week 1 for the Jaguars. As long as Etienne can start converting on some high-value touches, he will be a fantasy producer. Don't sell. Hold Travis Etienne. Tight end Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts tied Drake London for the team lead with a 22% target share in week 1, but went on to just catch 2 balls for 19 yards. Woof. But I view this as the perfect opportunity to buy low on the uber-talented Pitts. He actually commanded targets at a higher rate than London in week 1, 25% versus 22%, led the Falcons in air yards and saw 2 deep targets, but he was unable to catch either of them. All positive signs, though, that Pitts will right the ship in week 2 with the opportunities that he saw in week 1. Running back Aaron Jones. So A.J. Dillon actually led the Green Bay Packers in targets with 6, not Aaron Jones, in week 1, despite Jones' top 3 route participation at the running back position. Dillon also out-touched Jones 15-8 and got the red zone work with 2 goal line carries, continuing the usage trend from last season where A.J. Dillon was the favorite running back to be used in the red zone instead of Aaron Jones. Jones' production is going to continue to be heavily reliant on him as a receiver out of the backfield. My advice would be to sell Jones after a spiked week in production and buy Dillon before the market realized he is the traditional RB1 in this Packers offense, with the goal line duties firmly in hand. Wide receiver Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk ran a route on 100% of his team's dropbacks in week 1, just 1 of 9 players to do so, and he looks slated to ascend to the wide receiver chair 1 in San Francisco, with Elijah Mitchell expected to miss time with an injury. That's going to put Deebo Samuel back into the RB1 territory, more work in the backfield. So I'd hold Ayuk right now after he posted 47 yards on just 3 touches with his elite usage from week 1 and better weather conditions ahead in the future. The 49ers take on Seattle in week 2. The Seattle defense is primed to give up chunk plays as they allowed over 21 yards per catch to the Broncos wide receivers in week 1. Wide receiver Mike Williams. You didn't honestly think that Mike Williams' 2022 season wouldn't have a few bumps in the road now, did you? Big Mike did his best Casper impression in week 1, finishing with just 2 catches for 10 yards on 4 targets. It was extremely bizarre to see him not featured, especially considering Keenan Allen exited the contest in the first half. Par for the course when it comes to Williams, who has always been a bit of a boom or bust player in his game. He'll bounce back big, though, on Thursday night, with Allen unlikely to suit up versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Because in the last 2 games that Williams has totaled fewer than 12 receiving yards, the following week, he's averaged 132 receiving yards. In the last 2 games in 2021, when he saw 4 or fewer targets, the following week, he averaged 16.5 targets. He's an every down player, evidenced by his 91% route participation in week 1. Buy ahead of the Thursday night shootout with Mike Williams.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.